Married at First Sight. Chapter 4259. Looking at Elora, the old Lady York nodded with a smile. Of course. Then I'll take you out to CFC Manor. She turned to the old Lady Johnson beside her. Old sister, I'll take Elora for a walk. Old Lady Johnson nodded. Please help me entertain Miss Ormond. Elora stood up and stepped forward to assist the old Lady York. Elora, no need to help me, the old Lady York said. I may be old, but I can still walk just fine. Elora hadn't expected that the elderly woman traveled frequently. Still, she continued to offer support. The old Lady York was pleased. The granddaughter-in-law she favored had impeccable character status aside, this was the most important quality. If her character wasn't good, she wouldn't have earned such favor. The group left the main house. Elora turned to the bodyguards. You don't need to follow. Just wait for me here. The four bodyguards responded respectfully, stopping in place and watching as Elora and the old Lady York walked away together. Spring is here, and the flowers are in bloom. FC Manor looks beautiful this time of year, the old Lady York said as she led Elora through the villa grounds. Elora glanced around and nodded. It is very beautiful. Still, it didn't leave her in awe, perhaps because the Ormond family's mansion was just as impressive. I heard from Tatum that his mother and several aunts all live here with you, she asked. The old Lady York chuckled. Yes. They get bored at home, so they say they want to accompany an old lady like me and relax. Now they're out shopping, but they'll be back this evening. Why don't you stay for dinner? I'll shamelessly extend the invitation on behalf of old Mrs. Johnson. Elora politely declined. No, I've already disturbed you by coming here. How could I stay for dinner? I came today to get some answers. There's something that's been weighing on me for a long time, like a thorn in my heart. If I don't resolve it, it'll keep affecting my mood. The old Lady York gave her a kind look. Ask whatever is on your mind. If I know the answer, I'll tell you. But if it's something I can't say, I hope you'll understand. She addressed herself as Grandma in front of her future granddaughter-in-law, closing the emotional distance between them. Elora didn't dwell on it and got straight to the point. Old Lady York, do you know the real reason Tatum came to my place? The old Lady York smiled knowingly. Yes, I do. Tatum told me he wanted to apply for a position as a chef in your household. That boy loves cooking. He thought it would be a great challenge to be your personal chef, so he went. Elora remained silent for a moment before pressing further. But the two places are thousands of kilometers apart. Why would Tatum care so much about my hiring a private chef? The old Lady York chuckled. I wouldn't know. Maybe your job posting caused a stir in the culinary world, or perhaps his friends told him about it. He has a lot of chef friends. They often exchange cooking techniques and get together to share experiences. Elora didn't believe her, but she didn't argue. Instead, she continued walking with the old Lady York, entering a garden. The garden was filled with a variety of flowers, all in full bloom. Vibrant colors stretched in every direction, painting a picturesque scene. At the center of the garden stood a pavilion. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4260. Chapter 4260. Old Lady York turned to Elora with a warm smile and said, Elora, let's head to the pavilion and take in the spring garden. It's the perfect day for it. Elora nodded and followed her inside. When Old Lady York settled into her seat, Elora gently helped her adjust, her movements careful and considerate. Though Elora often came across as reserved, even cold, her actions toward Old Lady York were tender and thoughtful. Old Lady York had always intrigued Elora. Tatum had shared countless stories about her, and over time, Elora had developed a deep admiration for the woman. Once Old Lady York was comfortably seated, Elora took her place across from her. For a long moment, Elora studied Old Lady York before speaking. Madam, I'll be honest, I'm here because I need answers. I've made time in my busy schedule these past 2 days because I can't shake the feeling that you're holding something back. Tatum told me he came to our family not just to work as a chef but also to pursue a wife. He said you helped him find someone, and he was supposed to win her over within a year. But here's the thing, in all these months, I haven't seen him actively pursuing anyone. He hasn't even been in contact with other women. The only women Tatum interacted with were Elora and her sisters. And even with her sisters, he kept a polite distance, as if wary of giving the wrong impression. With Elora, though, he was open and unguarded, almost as if he didn't mind or even wanted others to assume there was something between them. Old Lady York chuckled softly. So Tatum shared that with you, did he? Well, I've helped arrange matches for several of my grandsons who are now happily married. After seeing how well it worked out, I couldn't resist doing the same for the others who are still single. I've taken it upon myself to quietly scout for potential matches. If I find someone suitable, I encourage my grandsons to pursue them. Marriage is a lifelong commitment, after all. The men in the York family are devoted to their wives. Once they marry, it's for life. But a lifetime is a long time. If there's no love between a couple, how can they possibly spend decades together? That's why I don't just choose for them, I want them to court their future partners and build a connection before tying the knot. That way, their marriage is rooted in mutual affection, and they have a real chance at happiness. Of course, if they can't develop feelings within a year, or if the other person isn't interested, then it's not meant to be. I won't interfere further in their lives after that. Old Lady York paused, her expression one of quiet satisfaction. So far, my grandsons have shared my taste, and every match has been a success. The three couples who've married are thriving. Elora was silent for a moment, then leaned forward slightly. Old Lady York, your approach makes sense. But I need to know who is Tatum's intended fiancé. Her gaze was direct, her tone unwavering. Is it me? Am I the one you chose for him? Tatum had been unusually calm these past few months, showing no urgency to pursue anyone. When Elora had asked him if he'd be willing to marry the woman his grandmother had chosen, he'd simply said he trusted Old Lady York's judgment. Whoever she picked, he believed, would be the right person for him. But now, Elora couldn't help but wonder, was Tatum so relaxed because the person he was supposed to pursue was already right in front of him? Married at First Sight, Chapter 4261. Chapter 4261. When asked about his fiancé, Tatum refused to tell Elora. If it had been someone else, he wouldn't have hesitated. His explanation made sense, but Elora felt he was hiding something. If the fiancé was her, his secrecy would be understandable. Old Lady York met Elora's gaze. She was exactly the kind of granddaughter-in-law she had hoped for. She appreciated Elora's directness. Instead of answering immediately, she asked, "Why do you think Tatum's fiancé is you?" Elora laid out her reasoning, one point at a time. Her analysis was sharp and logical. Anyone listening would be convinced that she was, in fact, Tatum's fiancé. Finally, she said, "Old Lady York, you met me a long time ago, yet I have no memory of it. I have every reason to believe that you were secretly observing me, evaluating my character on Tatum's behalf." She had heard from Tatum himself that in the York family, character was the most important trait in a wife. Of course, given the York family's status, their sons typically married women of equal standing. To find a granddaughter-in-law who was both a good match and of good character, Old Lady York would go to great lengths. Before coming here, Elora had asked her friends to investigate the young women in the York family. She learned that they all came from prestigious backgrounds. Only the eldest young lady had faced a few hardships, but she too was from a wealthy lineage. Elora pressed on. "Old Lady York, can you give me a straight answer?" The old lady smiled, reached out, and took Elora's hand. "Elora, that's between you and Tatum. If you love each other, whether or not it was planned, as long as you come together, I will give you my blessing. I will also accept it wholeheartedly. I'm a very open-minded old lady. My sons and daughters-in-law are the same. We don't interfere in our children's private lives. When children are raised well, being an elder becomes much easier. There's no need to worry about every little thing. With those words, Old Lady York had essentially given Elora her answer. The weight in her heart finally lifted. No wonder Tatum had traveled thousands of miles to work as her private chef. He already had a thriving career. As the sixth young master of the York family, he had status and prestige, yet he willingly humbled himself for this role. He respected her and performed his duties as a chef with sincerity. If her friend Rosie hadn't gone to Wiltspoon and uncovered details about the York family, Elora wouldn't have known that Tatum was actually a wealthy young master. The only reason he could put himself in such a position was his love for cooking. But perhaps the bigger reason was that his grandmother had arranged for him to pursue her. Why hadn't he just told her? Maybe he was afraid she would reject him and fire him. He had been so good to her, his plan was likely to make her fall for him first. Once she did, confessing the truth would be easier, and she would be more likely to accept it. If he hadn't overheard that Old Lady York was involved in choosing his wife, he might never have revealed that she had orchestrated everything and sent him to win her over. Elora's emotions were all over the place. Knowing she was chosen as Tatum's fiancée brought her relief. She did have feelings for him. But at the same time, she felt uneasy. Tatum had approached her with a hidden agenda. She had asked him multiple times, yet he had withheld the full truth. It felt like deception. Elora stayed silent, and Old Lady York studied her expression carefully. Would Tatum end up having to chase his wife to the ends of the earth? Old Lady York. Elora suddenly spoke, and the old lady immediately straightened up, sitting upright like a schoolgirl in class. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4262. Chapter 4262. Old Lady York smiled warmly at Elora. Elora, if you have something to say, go ahead. I'm listening. Facing Old Lady York's kind and gentle demeanor, Elora's expression softened, and her voice grew quieter, almost tender. Old Lady York, thank you for thinking so highly of me. Since you've chosen me for Tatum, I assume you know about my family situation. Old Lady York nodded without hesitation. She knew everything. She made it a point to understand the background of every potential granddaughter-in-law. I can't marry someone who lives far away, Elora admitted honestly. If Tatum and I are together, he'd have to live with my family. I'm very particular about certain things, like having him around for my meals. That means he wouldn't be able to leave for long periods, and his visits back home would be short. Tatum is your grandson, someone you've raised with care. Unless it's absolutely necessary, I wouldn't ask him to live with my family. If Tatum married Elora and stayed in Annenberg long term, it would essentially mean he was living with her family. While some families might accept that, it's not common, especially in a family as prominent as the Yorks. Old Lady York responded calmly, "When children grow up, they go where life takes them, whether for love or work. How many people leave their hometowns and settle elsewhere? Tatum's job is already in your city, so it's natural for him to live there. Even if he comes back less often in the future, that's okay. We can always visit. I'm old, but his parents are still young. They can easily take a plane to see you for the next 20 years. By then, your responsibilities will lighten. Whether you choose to stay there or return to Wiltspoon will be entirely up to you. After all, it's not uncommon for children to move to big cities for work, settle down, and rarely return home. Some only visit during the holidays, while others might not go back for years." Elora hesitated, then asked, "Old Lady York, can you really speak for your son and daughter-in-law on this?" Old Lady York smiled reassuringly. "Don't worry about that. My son and daughter-in-law are very open-minded. They won't object. Besides, it's not like you'll never come back. I believe that even after marriage, you'll be a wonderful wife. Old Lady York trusted her judgment. She had never been wrong about the women she chose for her grandsons. If she hadn't approved of their character, she wouldn't have agreed to the marriages in the first place. She was open-minded but had her standards. Elora, you like my Tatum, don't you? Old Lady York's eyes sparkled with curiosity. Elora didn't shy away. I do. This is the first time I've felt this way about someone. I don't want it to be one-sided or end in separation, which is why I needed to know who Tatum's fiancé is. That's why she had come here today, even if it felt a little forward. Tatum is much easier to handle than his brother, Zach, Old Lady York said with a chuckle. Zach's a tough nut to crack, but Tatum is gentle, patient, and an excellent cook. He's perfect for you. If Elora weren't so particular, Old Lady York wouldn't have considered pairing her with Tatum in the first place. Elora smiled faintly. Even the toughest men have a soft side when it comes to the right person. Old Lady York nodded in agreement. Exactly. Saren has Zach wrapped around her finger. Elora thought to herself, and isn't Serenity just as wrapped around Zachary?